women with hair loss and alopecia. And he was sitting there in the interview, like talking, like just sitting there listening to the lady's story, and she was bald and had alopecia and didn't even have eyebrows. Like she was to the point where she didn't have any body hair
Yeah.
at all. And she was sitting there telling him, like, believe it, like most people don't know it or like want to believe it until they don't have hair, but like your self-image is all like wrapped up in your hair and your
A lot of men are very used to
looks,
that.
it looks and your
Well, there's an
stuff.
NBA
Yeah.
player that has alopecia, and like I guess that dude was pissed that he even made that joke.
Yeah, that's it's like it's a disease like you can't
Yeah.
control, and he knew about it. Like I don't know if he knew specifically about her case, but he knew about alopecia and the effects it had on people, especially women, black women who like, you know what I'm saying?
She's always
They,
had her hair short.
yeah,
This is the first
well,
time that she's been bald, but she's always had her hair very short.
yeah.
But hair in the black community is a very, very, very
Very important
important
thing.
Yeah, it's like a.
thing. You can wear a wig.
Well, that too, but what are you gonna do? You gonna draw on your eyebrows and
Well,
then
I mean, I mean,
most
a lot
women
of
do
women,
anyway.
yeah. But I mean,
It's a choice for
yeah,
them, you
no
know,
reason to, you know, march onto the
you can
front
either.
stage of the Oscars and smack somebody for a joke.
I mean, you, I don't know. It's like it's like having a disability. Like you can't cover it up completely, but you can do things that aren't gonna make people stare at you constantly and not even be able to talk to you about real shit
And
and
also,
just. Yeah.
it was like such a, it was such a tiny joke too. Like, just like it was a GI, like he says, GI Jane joke.
Well,
What
I think what it is that
through Jada's like the Red Table talk, like she has had several conversations about alopecia and how has it affected her life.
she also says that, you know, that she can laugh about it. She
But
said that in that show, she said that she can laugh about it.
No, it's just a silly thing,
In the beginning of
honestly.
the video, Will Smith laughs at the joke, and it
Oh,
cuts to him laughing at it. And
I
then
know.
Jada got pissed, and then he stood up and smacked the
Well,
shit
I
out of Chris Rock.
mean,
He laughed at the joke. It was a video.
I
It
don't know why
literally
you're
cuts to
pointing at
him
me. I
laughing
was
at
about to agree with you, so I don't
it.
know why you're
Okay.
pointing at
He
me.
laughed at the joke. Don't you say he didn't? Sheesh!
You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
But I also think
But that's a
that.
toxic relationship already, anyway.
I mean, yeah.
So it's just a thing. Like, I really don't. I mean, I understand why it's a big talking point, but I also don't understand why it's such
No,
a.
not at all. They
It's.
handled their shit
Yeah.
afterwards.
That was it.
And then he made a public apology too. So.
That's just
Well, they're
my.
wanting to strip him of his Oscar now too.
It was like a 50-50 thing where like some like half of the people were like,
Well,
strip him of
that's
the Oscar,
but
like you should have
that
done
just
better.
goes more into the cancel culture. Like, oh, you did this, so now you don't deserve the. No, he still won regardless. Like.
That's what a lot of people were like. A lot of the people that talked about were saying was like, hey, like he already like he won this for the thing he did.
Yeah.
Well, think about what they do to athletes. They don't strip them of shit unless they do some real bad shit over and over again.
But
Most of
athletes
the
are
time,
already aggressive.
no. That has nothing to do with it. They're more of a public figure for kids than
I
so-called
mean, look
celebrities.
at Ben Roethlisberger. He'll probably still go into the NFL Hall of Fame.
They have, you know what I'm saying? Like they have ways of penalizing people who do, who foul up the works with their attitudes and shit like that. They've give them fines, you know what I mean? They you get a
Yeah.
hard fine, and you may or may not like. That's it. Like they may like blacklist you for certain roles. Like oh no, we don't want you anymore. That's
Now,
okay.
I don't necessarily agree with how he handled it, because that could have been
No,
like a.
could have been all talk.
It could have been, hey, like, he could have walked up, leaned in his ear, be like, bro, she's got alopecia. Like, that's not cool.
Or
Chris Rock would
talk
have
to
felt
him
like a fucking
afterwards.
idiot and probably apologized right then and
Yeah,
there.
it could have been in his acceptance speech too.
Yeah.
Like, he could have waited till then.
I mean, it could have been handled way differently.
Yeah. It could have
But on the
just
other
been.
hand,
It could have just
And they
been.
flaunted it afterwards. They
It could
flaunted
have.
it in a video after the Oscars, how
Well,
they caused chaos at the Oscars.
I mean, the
What's funny is I would have
media.
never known the Oscars were going on if that didn't
Same,
happen.
I didn't know the Oscars were going
Yeah.
on, but then I got an
True.
email.
True. That's the
But I
only.
mean,
And he's still
I think Will Smith is dealing with a lot more, and I won't even say I think. I know he's dealing with a lot more mentally, and that was probably somewhat of a breaking point.
Why stand up for her, though, at that point?
Because it's still his wife.
It's still his wife. And it, I mean, he even said, like, love makes you do stupid things. Yeah. And
the way he walked up so nonchalantly, he took his time to walk onto the stage, looked Chris in the eye. That wasn't a love makes you do crazy things. That was I'm planning on doing this. I'm taking my time coming up, striking.
No, I mean,
looking smug as I walk.
It was
away.
Because he laughed at
violated,
first.
I'm sure.
Jada, did you see the way Jada looked at him?
Yeah, but saying that that's not love. That's saying that, oh, you're going to get some shit if you don't do something about this right now. Because he was laughing at it. He thought it was funny. He looks at his wife.
But
he knows
his
wife is angry at him for laughing at
it. So that's love.
That's
he wants
love
to make
that spied.
No, he wants to make her happy.
He
did what she wanted him to do.
He just doesn't want to have a fight later.
I don't think people think shit like that through. You know what I'm saying? He just got
fair.
Triggered, man. Like he's a family
he
man.
He didn't get triggered because he was laughing.
If his genuine
you don't get to dictate how someone feels about something. Because like
if someone's laughing initially, they're not going to turn around and hit you.
My
they're
very
laughing.
First reaction to violence and rage when I get pissed off is to start laughing.
Okay, so
he snickered though. He went like
first
he
of all
and laughed at like it was a good joke.
First of all, their seats actually were all front center stage, so the camera was going to be on them. All the time,
regardless, yeah.
And they get told that this is all pre-rehearsed. This is all everyone knows what to expect when you go to the shit. They're sitting there having a good time, being a part of the show, being a good audience. Like, yeah, it's all funny. And then it clicked in his head. He's like, wait a minute. And then he looked at her, and he was like, we just got violated. Like,
it clicked in his wife's head, and she let him know about
it.
I'm
sure the wheels were turning. Said he's like, the whole world's watching this.
Well,
we just got violated,
and you can see it on his face. He does. He does snicker, looks at her, and was like, "Fuck."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they're trying to be the people that they're supposed to be on the stage and look pretty and smile and laugh at all the jokes. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I mean, but he's also dealing with the entanglement that they have going on as well.
What's an open marriage?
I don't think he wants it to be though.
Well, I mean, we're not to decide that. That's their business.
No,
about.
I mean, I agree. But if it's something that he doesn't want and he's dealing with that, and then this happens as well,
and she shows no remorse for it,
it just like.
Well, I think
a person can only take so much mentally.
And it was like a kid. I don't remember the age of the dude that she slept with when she got him like rehabilitated and then slept with him.
Well, I mean, they invited him into the house to help make him like help him get better. And then all that happened.
Because their kids loved him. Like there's dozens of pictures with them all hanging out and like having a good time. Jaden and
but like mentally that Willow. Can fuck with you. Like,
and you find
bad.
Out that guy sleep with your I'm wife, sure. And then she says she's never been like she hasn't been happy in years to your face while you're bawling.
Yeah, I'm sure they had an open marriage before that, but that point was just like,
yeah,
you're not gonna tell me shit anymore.
Yeah,
oh, we're gonna
like,
keep,
yeah,
we're
that's
gonna,
what
we're
I'm saying.
Secrets.
It's like
we're gonna
yeah,
do
like
this
that,
shit
mentally. We'll fuck.
I thought
you.
We had an agreement. You know what I mean? Like that's probably
so
exactly. What
he's
happened.
He deals with that every day. Since
and then
that happened.
And then that movie he was about, he was in somebody else's head. You know what I'm saying? Like he was in. A very vulnerable man's head who like had shit on the line.
Right,
that was it.
Right,
like that. Because he also stole the entire Oscars, where like a lot of the people would have had their time.
No, everybody fucking does that. Everybody does that now.
I mean, yeah,
right?
That's true. Like it's all about a spectacle. Like,
I mean,
after it would have been there.
Afterwards, they said. I mean, I didn't watch it because obviously I don't really care.
Yeah,
but
I was asleep.
They said that. Everything went on as normal. People were still making jokes. People were still having a good time.
Oh, yeah, Chris Rock still did a thing.
They're all professionals.
But I just saw a story
people
today.
Break.
His,
sometimes people just break.
Comedy, man. His next show went from $46 a ticket to $540 a ticket.
Yeah, but, other comedians were saying, like, if he, because when Will says, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth, you can see Chris Rock, he goes like, like he wants to say something, like he has something lined up, like keep other men out your wife's mouth or something like that. He like you could tell he wanted to say something.
The second time he was like, okay,
nope.
I will.
Yeah, he was like, all right, I will. But I think if he would have said something, I think his tickets would have skyrocketed.
For like the first five diff posts I saw about it, everyone, oh, this it's staged. I'm like, bro, that wasn't staged.
Did you hear the slap?
Yeah. It's Will Smith, man made a career of non-cussing rap. You think he's going to drop the F-bomb on live TV?
He doesn't cuss, yeah. He said fucking.
He said it twice.
Yeah.
On live TV.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he's literally
that's a real. About that's real. He was pissed. That ain't staged. That's real. That's real emotion.
My only thing is I would have found it hard not to just bust up laughing, getting open-handed right? slapped in the face yes, by that the Fresh too. Prince. Like, yeah. I would just be like...
Being Chris Rock, too, like a comedian.
You could tell he probably wanted to, but at the same time, he was really shook about what just happened. Like, he's like... in shock, you know what I'm saying?
More I saw a anything. Thing that was like it was like in it would have been a lot different if it was The Rock.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of those, yeah.
I saw
if it was The Rock. It's like, well, I don't know.
He wouldn't say shit like that, though.
He's no,
like,
he wouldn't, because he's like the nicest fucking guy ever.
Cancer and autoimmune people. He does all the crazy
well,
shit.
Well, he also has, like, he...
Giveaways.
Like, financially, he doesn't want to say, like, anything like no. that. He has a lot of things going on where it's just like, I'm not going to say something stupid like that, but a comedian that has a has a show coming up, fucking say some crazy stuff.
Well, right before, I mean, this is going to The Rock, right before the Super Bowl, which he was coming out to, he went full on and supported Joe Rogan during that whole thing. And then once he got backlash, he was like, sorry, shouldn't have said that, shouldn't have backed him, because he was like, I don't want to fuck up my image, like...
At that point, you can't take stances. Like,
no.
You will
you
be
can't.
Wrong
exactly,
in some form
yeah.
or fashion.
Because you
no
can't.
No stances.
We live in a world that nobody's yeah. happy.
If everyone asks you a question, be like, you have to ask these companies first and see if they're okay with it, and then I'll tell you how I feel. Yeah.
And like everyone was like, oh, Rock's a big pussy. I'm like, you would not say that to him.
If someone said, if you say this, I'm going to take $50 million from you. You would go like, no. Why do I have to
I'm
say
I'm sorry. I won't say it again.
I will sew my
money.
Mouth shut.
It's a lot of
well,
money.
Well, I think that here's the opportunity. I think that any given moment, like day-to-day standard time, you could go up to The Rock and call him a pussy because you're going to have so many eyes on you that if he retaliates to you calling him a pussy,
true,
you are now... But if I don't know if I would call The Rock a pussy to his face in like a dark alley.
Well, and in
I wouldn't
eyes,
even
like,
do it in front of people because my nerves would take over. Never mind. Bye.
I mean, The Rock looking at you would be like, "Who are you to call me a pussy?"
Like he's like what 6'3", 6'4", and fucking ripped.
Pretty sure you'd just be confused. Like, what do you mean?
Why you said this to me? I've given you so many movies.
Right? What are you? Are you
I've done
fan?
Everything for you.
No. The reason I call him a pussy is for making the Fast and the Furious franchise go on as long as it has.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all his fault.
They're still paying him.
Fucking
Rob. Paying way too much.
He plays a good character, though.
I have not watched a Fast and the Furious movie since, like, I think four or five.
I watched Fast 9 because I was in a hotel and it was like, and I was like, it's really not bad. I mean, it's unrealistic.
Don't they jump a car from a building into another building
they,
in that one?
They
know something about Rocket.
They literally like jumped a submarine on ice, like it was coming up out of the water, and they. Jumped the submarine. I was like,
I don't think the propellers are that fast.
I was like, no.
Was it 7?
That's not real. That's not real. There's no way.
If you could get it to surface. Pressurize that fast,
emerge,
you would all die. Surface. Anyone on board would die from the like.
Well,
the
just
pressure
think of even
change.
The jar of that because it's
yeah,
no,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Shoot out and it hit the
yeah,
and it's just like, oh my god,
no, so like no, so like it was coming up and the ice, you know how the ice is going like uh-huh. angling up as it's coming up. They ramped off of it.
No survivors.
Angle is fucking
no, they
no
jumped.
Survivors.
They jumped a car over.
Nobody lives.
Submarine.
No
I was like,
survivors.
No.
Everyone has CTE. Admin.
No, we don't. This
all
is
the
not
reactors
okay.
explode.
But I will say his acting was good.
Was
I will say that.
Was that 7 that had like the 5 mile long runway?
I have no idea.
I
didn't
think
watch
it was
7.
7 that like just had the never ending.
Like I'm not like an avid watcher. Yeah. I just
like
watched it because
the
there was nothing else on.
Everyone knows the best one's Tokyo Drift.
Oh yeah.
It was. Until the end, and I was like,
But no, 3 or 7, yeah, Tokyo or Fast and Furious 3 Tokyo Drift.
One was good.
One was good. And two wasn't classic. Terrible.
I was going to say, one and two I liked a lot. Because they were still a weird side story.
They were still realistic. Yeah. Like, they were still like...
Just dude was just like... Yeah. What, two is when they like they just got out of like jail or something.
Two is when they're down in Miami.
And real, they're, like, real like, cars. Derby.
Yeah, real cars.
There is a demolition derby scene.
Even though Tyrone had a trash ass Mitsubishi Spider.
Tyrese, sorry. Just...
I will say there is. I can't remember which movie it's off of. There was an ad. There was an ad lib for that The Rock did to Tyrese. That his reaction in the movie was a legit reaction.
Oh, it's the one where they're
The Rock was coming up. He goes, "Everyone hide your baby oil," and then he was like, he said something, hide just something because of that big ass forehead.
Yeah, and The Rock responds.
No, like Tyrese, like laughed, like legitimately, like spit.
No, that's Luda. Luda is the one who spits to the joke.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, whoever it was, like, it's a legit scene. Like reaction, not. Like scripted at all.
Because but it's The Rock responding to Tyrese.
Because Tyrese said, "Hide your baby oil," because The Rock was walking up.
Yeah,
and then he responded with something about your big ass forehead.
Yeah, and then the Ludacris is in the back, like as taking a drink, just fucking spits his drink out. Like,
it was a good joke too.
Like. The Rock is funny.
No, him and Kevin Hart together are hilarious.
He should work on his raps, but he's funny.
Did you not hear his freestyle in the Tech N9ne song?
Yeah, I heard it. He should work on his raps, but he's fine.
Are you kidding me? That was fucking amazing.
The Rock as a rapper in a Tech N9ne song.
It wasn't amazing. I think he should have gotten lesser people in the song, so it would have hyped him up more.
The only Tech N9ne song I listen to is I'm a Toe, so I really don't.
That's a good song.
Well, when we take a break, I'll show you this. It's really good.
I think we listened to it on the show already.
I don't think so.
Well, at least before one of the shows, I think. It's just one of the water bowls.
It's windy as fuck outside.
It is windy.
It's very windy. It's supposed to storm like a mug overnight tonight.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Maybe I'll sleep like a baby then. I always sleep well during a storm.
Hopefully my... I mean, we're so far in. Do you want to introduce us now?
God, no. This is it now.
We're not even that long in. It only feels like...
Yeah.
We're only 16 minutes in. It's just a lot happened in 16 minutes.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's a time warp.
You know, what's crazy is like, when we talk about news stories, that's how I want them to go.
Yeah.
It's to where we're in them for a while.
Yeah.
But it never happens that way. It's like we talk about it for like 30 seconds. We're like, let's move on.
You gotta give me something I care about or something I can say something fucked up about. And I can go on for days.
Anyways, welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Hello.
Follow us on Facebook. I almost said Facegram.
Facebook
and Absurd Entertainment. Twitbook. Yep.
Facegram, Twitbook,
Snatter, Snapchat, and Twitter. Snatter.
That sounds gross. That sounds really disgusting.
Patreon fans.
That's where you really base.
Yeah, only on.
No offs, baby.
No offs. We are only on.
Anyways, get back to it.
Facebook at Absurd Entertainment, Instagram and Twitter at Absurdity69. Go subscribe to our Patreon where you'll find Off the Rails and more. At Absurd Entertainment or patreon.com/absurdentertainment.
Absurd Entertainment.
Go subscribe on YouTube at Absurd Entertainment.
Why would you hurt my hands.
I'm glad. I hope it did. I hope
learn,
I broke it.
Learn a lesson.
YouTube at Absurd Entertainment. Hit that subscribe button.
Bell.
Hit the bell. That way you'll always know when a new episode comes out.
Yep.
When it comes out. The moment it comes out.
Usually it's like on Mondays, but you know.
Comes out Monday at midnight.
Yeah. So like, I guess it's like
Sunday.
Sometimes it's Sundays at midnight if you're one of those people.
Yeah.
But it's technically Monday at that point. So
yeah. It's Monday for me.
It's Monday for you.
I'm definitely asleep.
At midnight?
On Sunday? Hell yeah,
sometimes.
I'm asleep.
I won't be this Sunday, but
I have to be awake at 3 a.m., so yes, I'll be
midnight asleep. Monday morning.
Midnight Monday morning.
There you go.
Which sounds like a complete like oxymoron, but that's real.
Midnight Monday
morning. I really hate when people say like 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, well, duh.
You said 5 a.m. You said
a.m. already.
but I also
noon at night.
Yeah, sometimes I'll say like 2 at night, but I guess really 2 in the morning. I stayed up until two last night.
Shame on
really. That's like
two in the morning. Stayed up till 2 in the morning.
You stayed up till 2 p.m. That's pretty easy. I think a lot of people.
I
would feel like I have a thyroid condition if I sleep from like 2 p.m. until 7 a.m.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
Yeah, that would definitely be a problem.
But technically, like, it is till night, right? Like,
I mean,
it's afternoon.
If you're thinking, afternoon.
I mean, I guess from
everything's afternoon from since 12:01
till 11:59 is afternoon.
Yeah,
there are two flies running down that cord, which was really strange to watch.
Oh, they're banging. One on the camera. There's been one.
Oh, they're banging.
There.
Oh, nice.
They're banging for sure.
Tickling both my balls.
Because I walked in and it's
probably me.
No, I think we need to like sleep before. I think that we have tracked in some dog shit remnants in here.
Debris.
But I was looking at the floor earlier and I was like, man, we're some fucking nasty ass dudes.
Yeah, we need to clean.
Like visible piles of dirt.
We're basically. Well,
this is a shed.
We're living
in a
barn.
Dirt was probably in here beforehand.
No. We've swept it in here before.
No, I think we swept when we were over there. Oh. I don't think we ever swept when we moved over here.
Not once.
Yeah. So
I don't know. It is what it is. It's just a thought.
Well, I mean, we can clean it out. That's fine.
You know, have
a maid. I'm okay. I'm okay with it.
We'll all wear maid outfits.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Put it on Patreon.
I already have that in my car.
Same.
We're ready. Let's get the brooms.
I have a tail and everything.
Anyways, I'm Cameron. What's up?
What's up, Cam?
I don't have anything. I got so much news to talk about today. So you're
just going to wait for your to talk about news.
Yeah, like I got nothing good because as far as the intro goes, I got news. I got lots of news to talk about. So
is it good news?
Good and bad.
I think we should just go straight into news.
We got to introduce everyone.
Yeah, we got to talk about stuff. Like everyone's stuff.
In between every news story, we introduce a new person. And then get rid of a new person as well. That's where it gets sticky right there.
It just gets down to me just talking about the last news story?
No, because you vote yourself out first, and then we have to figure out
your news. Is that against like TOS on YouTube?
I don't know.
I mean...
Maybe. Probably.
Is this a trigger warning?
It is. Pretty sure it is.
Oh, no, I'm getting bricked up right now just looking at it.
That's true.
Honestly. Pretty sure they're gonna make you blur it.
What up, guys? DK here. Correct. And I don't have like any like anecdotal like stories or fun shit to talk about, but I did have a good weekend. It was a good weekend. You know, hung out with these fucking four nerds and played some D&D.
We did.
We've successfully played D&D.
When's that coming out?
Successfully. Played D&D.
Oh, okay.
We did not successfully record D&D, but we successfully played D&D. But old boy Luke over here running them DM tables. We all three talked about you when you weren't here.
Uh-oh. We talked behind your back.
Yeah, we talked behind your back. We decided that you're the new DM regularly. I will give you my notes for the show, and you take over now.
He'll be flaw.
You're also playing my character. So I figured you could do it better.
But no, we all really, really, really enjoyed your storytelling and the world that you've built. And we're really, really, really excited to get into it. But also, in my world, I planted my garden out this year, I guess.
What'd you start with?
I have currently a raspberry bush, a blackberry bush, three different types of tomatoes, three different types of peppers, and two different types of cucumber plants. I have some room left in my garden for okra because I want to do some okra and make pickled okra because pickled okra gas. But I usually don't start my medicine farm until April. I start my seedlings like the last week of March, which I guess is this week. I guess. Oh, yep. I guess tomorrow.
It's this week.
Yeah, it is the 29th. Holy shit. But usually I get my seedlings going in the ground on April 1st, or not in the ground, but I get my seedlings started on April 1st, and then I plant my seedlings like in the ground on 420. It's just how I've always done it.
Sentimental.
It's because like...
It's tradition.
It's the way God would want it.
Usually, like, theoretically, past April 15th, if you plant something in the ground, you're fine. It's not going to freeze again. I did take a bit of a risk, planting my stuff, but I mean, I really don't think we're gonna get another frost this year. Last year I had this sucked because I had made seed. I grew all of my vegetables from seeds last year and made seed and had seedlings and everything like that, and then got them in the ground like the last week of March, and then the first week of April we got a hard freeze, and it killed my entire crop. So I had to go buy fucking plants. Got to get my green thumb out. Got to do some mountain wizard bullshit. Cast some spells. It's a good time. Yeah. But.
And I'm going to put out a warning. If you hear some weird audio stuff going on, it's because I'm still trying to figure out this audio interface.
Oh, yeah, we got a new... We upgraded, babies.
Yeah, it's the nicest-looking thing in this room right now. It's his audio interface.
Yeah, it really is.
Been staring at him.
It's pretty cool.
Might put my dick on it. It's
pretty sleek.
Yeah.
Hey, that means...
My fucking...
It's long.
That means I can have my 2i2 back, right?
Yep.
You sure can.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, no, I already took it to Goodwill.
I will stab you in the neck. With this knife. And they will think Cameron did it because it has his name emblazoned.
It's actually not my even house. More erect.
It also has your name.
No, I'm DK.
He's legally
don't
DK.
Don't use my government name.
Alias is.
This is a sovereign country right here.
Yeah, this right here.
Yeah.
And no. This and this fucking however many.
Well, after you stab yourself.
Yeah, he just like oh, it just goes across his ribs when he's doing that.
Man, this fucking
cuts off his nipple.
It's not that sharp. I mean, there's fucking nicks in the blade.
That's weird. I've never used it.
Yeah, it's pretty dinged up. You can look down it. Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah, put your eye on it.
Yeah, put it right up next to your eye, and I'll.
I'll flick you.
Still do some damage.
I mean, it's still pokey. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a knife.
It's a very sharp knife. I mean, it's a very pokey knife.
If I hold a brick, it could still do some damage.
I don't know
if
I trust the actual breakover with how much force you have to actually stab a human with.
Yeah, probably not.
Because my worst fear of like using a fold over and getting in a,
I was is never, it folding over?
Yeah, like no, I have a really what? It's like it's a Smith & Wesson pocket knife, and it's one that was in my. I used to carry it in my bug out pack all the time.
Is it worn down?
Yeah, the action got worn down, and I was battening some wood with it, and fucking holding it like that, like. Really and folded it down over my fucking finger and it like went bone deep and I was just like
cool.
So now I'm very very iffy about the locks on knives.
Yeah, okay. If I were to get in a fight, I would never use
a I would never
over a knife.
Well, here's I would never use a knife in a fight.
I would just get naked.
I mean, unless they had one too.
No, because if you get in a knife fight, usually the winner is the last guy who bleeds out.
If you get or the first guy that brought out the knife.
But there's so
or
many.
The only guy who brought out the knife.
There's so many things that can go wrong, like
Cromagon.
With using what? A knife. They're not necessarily like they don't stay in your hand very well, especially once they get wet with blood. There's a lot and then it can easily be wrangled from you. And then there's just so many things that just don't bring piss to a shit fight.
Like, if you don't have
just a stop
knife.
Pissing is shitty when you're fighting.
If you don't have a knife in a knife fight, you could use Krav Maga.
Yeah, learn to just Krav take Maga away right the now. Knife. Just take away the knife. Just kick the knife right out of their hand, and then punch them in the balls because that's
use capoeira.
If they have balls.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't, then pretend they do.
Why is he dancing? Yeah. Oh, I'm dead.
Easy, Eddie.
Or just always be packing a gun.
I mean, I am a firm believer in. If you're in a situation where you need to protect yourself, a firearm is the best means of protection.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to just start pointing it at people that, like, you know, get in front of me in traffic. I think about it. That's why I don't have a gun.
Unfortunately, there's people that do that, and, like, we're just supposed to be okay with that.
Yeah, it's so weird, right? It's just, like, I'm so...
It baffles me.
I really am concerned because, like I said, I am, you know, I'm very pro-gun. I'm very... If you want to carry, carry. But... The majority of people I see carry, I'm like,
it's people that want to carry just so they can have a gun, like just so they can show a gun.
Yeah,
and I'm just really like is.
The wrong people to be having guns.
Yeah, I'm just like, you're the guy I don't want to have that gun right now.
Yo, I think you should just have to be trained.
It's the people that open carry are the ones that are like, I just want to be seen.
You know,
with
what
gun.
I
you just need to be
love
trained
to happen. Huh. Like this is my ultra fantasy for our future is if we all just like turn into Dark Souls and it's all melee weapons,
melee combat only.
Yeah, like the whole world just decides as a whole. Like,
honestly,
we're done with remote battle.
No,
we're
I think spellcasting.
I think that that's how you should. Honestly, I think that's
let's
how
let's go back to the medieval war style.
That's how
war.
You stop war.
Yeah, that's how that's,
melee.
Yeah, like swords. If you want to, like,
axes. That's it.
Turn the Geneva Conventions into only melee combat, and you have to fight hand to hand combat with your enemy.
It's just a group that's of Germans yeah. with a nuke over their head, just running in.
I mean, think about the storming of Normandy Beach. That'd have been a lot different.
Do you
if
think
you didn't
we'll ever go back to that?
No,
you know what I mean,
like, no, you can't have boats either.
Well, not go back to that per se. Is evolve war back to like when it was like, you know, you lined up and you waited until everyone was ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like old yeah. style where like they got in the ranks and then
yeah.
they like launched a cannon and everybody, like the infantry would go in
but
first.
Then if you take away guns, you have no cannons.
Well, you know what I'm saying, but like that old style where
like
it's an
signal
agreement.
Gun. It's
an
like agreement. The bang is only
yeah.
ceremonial.
Bang should
bang.
Be a gong.
But
a
it
gong.
Was but it was more
it
of
just
a
be a 9 mm.
War was more of an agreement upon like here we're gonna have this many people here
yeah.
and then they're gonna fight and then we're gonna if we need to we're gonna retreat and then the fight's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
agreed, yeah.
Like that's the
I wonder if war will ever like evolve back to.
I think it would have to be like we would have to be a not necessarily a pacifistic society, but violence would have to be looked at in a completely different sense. And I don't mean like
something that's necessary, but not necessary. Like let's involve people who don't want to be involved.
It would
have to be so like not volatile, but it'd have to be so.
It would
like,
be more like it's like honor bound. It's like it's
yeah.
more like it's.
Yeah, like samurai honor code style.
Yeah, like yeah, that.
Like
that'd
you,
be
like
it.
You could do so much worse.
Yeah,
and you choose to be honorable because that is what your culture is.
Yeah, and it's like,
old school samurai, not the new school samurai, where they're a bunch of fuck boys in Japan.
But no, it's just like
that's Japanese history.
If you want to,
just took a weird turn.
I know,
really yeah. fast.
Like I said, I agree. I think war should be a hand-to-hand thing. I don't think that you should have the ability to be 3 miles away from your enemy.
Not look at somebody
yeah.
in the
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, if that's what...
I don't feel like you should be a whole ocean away,
yeah.
hit a button, and then kill thousands of
yeah.
people.
Like, it's...
What if we switched to, like, it was only, like, assault rifles? And it wasn't, like,
no, I think
like,
it should
missiles.
Be hand-to-hand combat.
I think that changes, like I said, but that also, it's weird because that there's so much that like culturally that we have built around.
It'll never
gun.
Go back.
Yeah, no, you. Yeah, it's like putting Pandora
back
in the box.
If we had to physically go back, I don't think
it would just
anybody would actually be willing to do
no,
it
here's
because
what
the
I think.
Human brain has changed so much. It would not be willing
oh, yeah.
to look somebody and look hundreds of thousands of people in the eye as you like literally drive a sword into their heart.
No,
you would not
I,
be
I
able
think
to do that in this day.
If two leaders of two different countries have a disagreement, they fight it out.
Oh,
that's
duel.
It.
Oh, that's
no
duel.
Armies.
That's
no,
like because then you just vote the person that can just beat the shit out of the other person.
It just
that's how you
to
get Terry Crews.
That's
how you get Idiocracy. You get Terry Crews as president
yeah,
just because
go.
He's
yeah.
a fucking boxing champion. That's how we get Mike Tyson as president. That's how we get a Mike Tyson like person as president.
People of the United States.
You know what? I'm kind of
I
down
will defend
for that.
You to my
yeah.
full effect set.
No,
you
like,
just full. You just turned me full 180. I'm totally for that. Actually, I want this.
He would actually require everyone to do drugs. That would be.
It would require
way.
Everyone to be healthier and stronger.
Right. He would make everyone.
He'd make a mandatory workout session.
Mandatory
every
gym
day.
Time. Yeah.
No, he'd make everyone take the toad.
But you know that wouldn't.
Mandatory, yeah, he's like mandatory DMT.
Yeah.
Which I also don't think mandatory DMT is a bad thing.
No.
Okay. That's no. not what I was saying. A good thing too. I was saying to the mandatory gym time, it would make the world a healthier place.
It would make
America.
Our country.
Well,
yeah. Which would become
I mean,
the world where
it,
we can beat the shit out of everyone else.
We take over the world, all right?
Yeah, but okay, but
it's true.
But that's the thing.
Fittest people.
That's the ever. Thing is I'm leaning towards a melee fist-to-fist style combat to get away from like global, like a, what's the, like.
Global takeover?
Yeah. Like, I think it would be more like...
Just even
well, yeah,
odds.
I mean, there's people that can beat up Mike Tyson.
But then there's, but then you do have the issue of, like, sheer numbers. Where, like, if you went sheer numbers of Chinese versus sheer numbers
oh,
of
yeah.
Americans...
Yeah, like, so they
like,
could...
In,
saying,
in melee contest, we would lose to China.
That's what I'm saying. One-on-one. Leaders,
yeah.
If you want to lead, you have to be willing to die for your country.
But I feel like this mind... The mind state of that would push people to want to negotiate more.
Exactly.
That's the point of it.
Because the leaders don't
want
to fight.
They don't
want
to die.
That's the point of it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want
they
people
don't
to
get
die.
Their ass kicked.
Yeah. That's
so they're
okay,
going to negotiate.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it. At first, I was like only like boxing, but no, I think it should be full on. It
should be a cage fight.
Thunderdome. Like, 2 men enter, 1 man leaves. Yeah. Like, straight up, get, like, chainsaws and all sorts of fucking cool shit.
There's another movie about this. Can you stop it?
And if it's from different countries, the country of origin, you have to have all your weapons from that country.
Oh.
Like, you can only get weapons from the country that you're representing.
Ooh, but what if you're in a country that has no resources?
No. We're saying traditional weapons of that.
Oh, but then the countries that were conquered, so their ancestry is English.
But no, but it's like the previous, like.
Oh, I just meant that, like, and that would prevent, like, bullshit like today where we're like people supplying other countries with weapons just because.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because
of like politics. Some countries have to be supplied
because
weapons.
Of politics, though. Like, yeah. Well, I mean,
they could faction a spear. Faction.
Fashion. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
it would
one
make
country has like just like all of this like steel and all these minerals and these metals, and then another country just doesn't. And it's just like, well, I guess you're us now.
But think about if you're like a small, underdeveloped third world country, and someone tries to invade you.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be another Vietnam. You'd be in the trees. You'd know that turf, and people would try to come in with their swords and shit.
If it is a Vietnam type country, well, what if it's just a desert?
But you still know.
You would hide in the sand.
Hey, watch Dune.
You know the terrain. You'd be a lizard under the sand.
You know the terrain. Like, you know how to do it.
Yeah, like dude, like the Fremen in Dune, like they just.
That's actually even more scary.
Yeah,
and
like,
no, and
you
I,
think
and
nothing's
I,
there.
I completely agree, though. Like. If, say, let's say U.S. wants to invade.
Make predictions.
No, I'm not making predictions.
Mexico. Canada, we're coming for you.
We'll just say.
We'll get you, Trudeau.
And Sweden. Invading would be that much more difficult. So it'd be.
We would have to go there to fight.
Yeah.
It'd be like, that much more difficult.
It would only be difficult
depending
on the
numbers,
they
would have their home field
though.
Advantage. We're just going in with
it would
hand-to-hand
make,
combat
it
weapons.
Would just make everyone just want to mind their own damn
exactly.
business.
Exactly. That's my point.
And just
like,
fight
that's why
their
we
own
need to
fights.
Do that.
I guess eventually because, you know, the Persians did fall and they had the numbers, which proves against like just sheer numbers win all, because eventually your society will collapse if you're just not a good society.
But didn't they also die to like lead poisoning or some shit like that? Or was that
I
just the Romans?
I don't know. I also heard that a lot of like early Persian history is actually really good history of like allegedly benevolent kings, but then also it's like ancient history.
But then again,
so how much
we're
you
taking
trust?
Out the armies. It's a leader versus leader.
Okay,
it's 1v1.
You have to. You gotta have. I mean, you just have to have that MMA leader.
But if you want to invade, you have to go to that country to fight them. You can't meet on.
Well,
on
it's a
neutral
cage
ground.
Fight, though.
No, you can't meet on neutral ground. You go to them. You have to go to their country to fight them. They know the terrain. They're used to the climate. You're not.
I feel like that would just end up in like assassinations in transit.
No, you got to give them like a 100-square-mile radius. And it's just like
it's the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's like Survivor
should we do
Man.
Just leader Olympics?
Yeah,
like they should have to fight in like Olympic like thing where they have to do all of these tasks and whoever wins the higher score
should
you
be a Spartan Coliseum fight.
Except it's volunteer based and like they get paid.
No,
the leaders. Only the leaders.
Oh, just for the leaders.
Just the leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a leader wants to invade another country, wants to take over that country, they have to fight that leader.
Well, like if you have a policy problem, you got to fight that leader.
Well,
like, that's it.
I
think
feel
that would take away the...
Like, they should have a volunteer army, too.
I feel like a volunteer army wouldn't be necessary.
Like a militia, yeah.
But...
Like gangs in New York.
Militias have gone bad in a lot of places.
The gangs in New York. Everywhere.
Are we just talking about getting rid of just, like...
But if it's leader versus leader, why would you need an army?
A futuristic cyberpunk.
Well, because you still have to worry about people. Like, people
that's
are still
that's
people.
A law enforcement.
Militia, yeah.
Not a militia, a law enforcement.
What is law enforcement but a local militia?
It'd be like the UK. The UK where they just carry around clubs and shit.
Yeah.
Just get the shit beat out of you.
Yeah.
The clubs.
They don't have guns.
I don't know. I guess it's this is all hypothetical.
Yeah.
What else do I have to shoot? Yeah. If you get rid of my guns, what else do I have to shoot into the air while
I love
this
into hypothetical too. Because then the world just turns into Elden Ring.
I'm down for it.
All the right. Dragons come back.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, that's when the aliens would come to Earth. They'd be like, oh, shit.
What if that is
they're
the thing?
Wild.
Well, it's just like, it's like they discovered nuclear technology, but they're still too violent.
They abandoned that old gun nuclear bomb shit.
No, that's what aliens. Crazy. That's what aliens invade, and then we all become alien because they just take.
Oh no,
because we don't have weapons anymore.
Come on, listen.
Really,
listen.
If aliens invade, do you want to fight them? Like honestly, they traveled this far.
If someone can make,
they're already here. They're under the ocean.
If someone makes it here, we don't stand a chance.
Not at all.
Like. My biggest thing is
not without those nukes.
Like, talking about
no, that wouldn't help at all. Yeah. That would just kill us.
Bring down the nukes.
But no, if I were to be like, if I were like chilling outside, and like an alien ship came down, the first thing I would do is go inside, grab two beers, and just walk outside and just be like,
"Yo,
come on,
you want to come hang out?"
Like you're grab here.
I come in peace with PBR.
I saw a article the other day that was
come on.
It was about the movie Independence Day.
Uh-huh.
Good movie.
And it was like the fact that everyone still looked at Randy Quaid like he was a fucking idiot for saying he was abducted by aliens while an alien spaceship is in the sky.
Yeah, they're just like,
what? It's like, what?
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure he was right.
Randy Quaid.
I'm back.
Yeah, man, I have.
That's a good movie, though.
It's a really good movie.
Good, the second one, not so good. Actually, I never saw it, so I can't.
It's not bad.
Independence Day?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since the first one.
No, they made a second one.
There's a sequel.
I've never seen it. I didn't know there was a sequel.
I knew there was a sequel. I just never seen it.
I've said that there was a sequel.
It's not terrible, but it's not like, it's not.
It's a
sequel. The 1996. Cult classic.
It doesn't have Will Smith.
Is it 96?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, it doesn't have Will Smith being the shit out of Chris Rock.
It does have Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, but it doesn't have Will Smith.
Oh, it does have Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Well, it doesn't. Obviously, keep the Jewish guy. Randy Quaid.
But is he back?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, what?
What? Yeah, I didn't know there was a second one. And hey,
it's called Independence Day, I'm Back.
Yeah, 1996.
It's just Randy Quaid just on top of a spaceship.
Pop culture reference.
Yep.
I don't know shit about pop culture.
No, what's funny is you made a joke about him slapping the shit out of Chris Rock in Independence Day. He did punch an alien.
He did punch an alien.
Well, you can't call Chris Rock an alien.
But he actually punched it.
Yeah.
He did more to the alien than he did the
Chris Rock.
That's
job security.
Yeah, the smack.
That's almost legal.
No, it is. I mean, that's a smack and a punch. That's the difference between assault and like.
Yeah, that's legal if you're rich.
And just, yeah, getting
yeah, you can slap like, somebody
literally
if you're
rich. A definition of white privilege.
Yeah. I mean, he's
that's
black.
Just privilege. That's just privilege.
You should have said that about a black guy. The Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah. You just Michael Jackson.
He got one little fight and his mom got scared, dude.
Dude, I've seen so many of those memes. I'm like, come on.
But nah.
That's just fine.
The shit-eating face that Chris had as he saw it coming. Like, he just had the biggest smile on his face just looking down. He's like, ooh, well, I know it's coming.
See, well, that's the thing. He just set up to take it. He's like, I know.
Well,
I
and here's the thing. It's like, a punch is a punch. Like, that's like, hey, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
A slap to a man, from a man to man, he was showing him the same level of disrespect that Chris Rock showed to Jada.
Also, it wasn't just like a light reel back and across the face, like a Batman meme one. Did you see the speed?
That made some noise.
I mean, like, you almost didn't see the transition. His hand almost fucking, like, instant transmissioned his face.
If he put his hip into it, he would have been on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Especially the size of Chris Rock.
It was
Chris
only,
Rock's, like, what, 140?
It was only finger, and it was, like you said, it was a show of...
Just disrespect.
Power or show of whatever. Yeah. Just,
yeah, don't you
it was to show... It was just a... It was
that's
a power.
Flex.
It was a power
flex.
Move. Yeah, it was just a power move. Yeah. That's all.
But I mean, like I told me and my wife talked about this. I was like, both sides are wrong.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
100%. And that's why Chris Rock's not pressing charges.
Yeah.
But if he only used his words, Will Smith, he wouldn't have been wrong at all.
Oh no, not at all.
He would have been completely in the right.
And that's what I'm saying. Is like, yes, the joke shouldn't have been made. Regardless, I mean, it's just.
Or if he just like punched his arm or something like that.
Like, hey, bud, what's up?
No, hey, you look like such a pussy.
No, like a...
Hey, bud, don't talk about my wife there, buddy.
I think the slap was...
That if he was going to do something, the slap
that was it.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum that he could
have...
I mean,
yes.
That was the bare minimum of action he could have taken right there. I really think he should have walked up, said something in his ear, and so the whole... Like, with the camera on him, whole world would have seen Chris Rock's face go, fuck. I fucked up.
It's a bit fucked, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, the entire thing was handled.
He could have made Chris Rock feel like an absolute fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But now
he could have capitalized on it.
Two times that that Will Smith has been in the news lately has been memeable.
Meme-able.
And just wait till Chris Rock's comedy special comes out about this entire thing.
What if he comes out? He's like, we clowned on you. Like, you paid $500 for these fucking tickets.
It was all fake, bitch.
He brings Will Smith on stage with him.
High fives. Brings Will Smith on stage with him, slaps Will Smith's back.
I mean, and he says, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I mean, it's expected from him.
Keep your wife's name out my mouth.
It's all expected from him because he's a passionate dude. He just lives emotionally.
And also, so disconnected from like everything that's really going on. That like when something happens, like that's the thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Like when you're in a world where like everything's just like either you're working or you're being praised for your work, and then something bad comes up, like that thing is like really amplified. There's a spotlight on the thing that's going on. Like the things in your life when you're at that level is amplified.
It just sucks. I mean, I've always liked Will Smith. I've loved almost every single one of his movies he's been in.
Wild Wild West is a fucking national treasure.
I love all of his music.
But I feel bad for the guy that the last two things that he has been in the spotlight for have been something that makes him not look like such a great person.
The last couple of years have been like a really bad look for Will Smith.
Yeah.
It just looks like their life's spiraling down.
Dude, it's just a drop in an ocean for a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you can't imagine the amount of hatred and bullshit that they get. Not even just him, just they.
And in Hollywood, like this happening is just a drop in the ocean that will be talked about for like another week.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, Kanye will do something. Or Kim's show will
somebody else.
Kanye's just happy that the spotlight's on him right now.
Oh, yeah, Chris Rock is going to make so much money off of this. I mean, just because he has this... Is it a tour? Does he have a... Well, yeah, it's a tour.
I think it's a tour, yeah.
Yeah, a tour that he might... I don't know if he's doing a special at the end of it or not. I mean, it'd be nice to see another one.
To be honest, from Chris Rock, it looked all intentional. Like, it was... He meant to have a reaction, and he was ready for a reaction.
This isn't
and,
the first time he's gone after Jada Smith.
Well, that too.
No, it's not.
I remember the 2016 one.
Yeah, that too. He's gone after it before. But
he felt like it was personal this time.
I just... I don't know. I'm not really a big Chris Rock fan.
No, I mean,
it doesn't sway my.
No, not at all.
About this conversation.
No.
Like, yeah.
Regardless.
If anyone said that joke, I would say the same shit about that.
Right, exactly. Will Smith should have handled it differently.
Yeah, and that joke, too. No matter who it was, slapping somebody on stage.
But the joke also shouldn't have been made. Nah. Both sides are wrong, and it sucks that Will Smith's kind of caught
it. It was just a hilariously bad situation.
Yeah. And like I said, I would never have known the Oscars were even going on if it wasn't for that.
I mean, that's basically the end of Chris Rock's talk when he was like, this is like the biggest night in TV history.
Like,
it's just like, yeah, because you wouldn't have known it was happening except for the fact that that happened. So now you know about it.
And the people are irate about there no being repercussions, like, from the police or anything like that. Fuck off.
Well, no, I mean, even though
you don't know how charges work, or LAPD, police or anything.
LAPD even came out and said, like, hey, he's not pressing charges.
They handled it, but we'll be ready if he ever comes to us in the future, like, because he doesn't feel comfortable now.
Yeah. And also, like, when it's handled it's by documented. The vet, it wouldn't, like, in a situation like that, it wouldn't even really be directly handled by the police, I don't think.
Yeah,
like, if it's being held by an organization.
It still is, though, because documented. There's witnesses.
It's assault regardless.
True. We're like, that's why I said, like, it's rich legal. Where, like, if you weren't rich and you just slapped somebody on the side of the street,
I just think it was between it happened between, because I know in Chris Rock and Will Smith are friends.
Like, that's what, yeah, they have history.
I know they are. Whether they were that night is debatable, but
well, they're at least acquaintances.
In the comedy scene, they're friends. Chris Rock didn't want to press charges. Charges weren't pressed. Why would the police do anything else?
Yeah, because it's such a, like, just...
Did you hear what Diddy said?
Uh-uh.
He was like, don't worry, y'all. Will and Chris are going to handle it at the after party, like family. That's what he said about
that, that didn't handle it at the after party.
I don't know. I saw news headlines today that was like, Jada finally breaks her silence. I'm like, it's been 2 days.
Posted on Instagram Live. What do you mean finally?
It's not like it's been like a month.
They posted on Instagram Live directly after the Oscars saying that they caused chaos. It's like, I don't think she broke her silence. But yeah, my phone's been getting blown up by like notifications. Be like, Jada talks about her disease. Jada finally.
You gotta start learning to take these notifications off, man. I don't get those. It just happens to me. I'm scrolling through Facebook and see it.
No, it's literally on my lock screen. It's smart news from Samsung. Samsung wants to throw it down my ass.
You could turn them off.
I could. It's just I don't go into my settings ever. And also, I mean, like, sometimes I can just, like, look at that, and I don't click on it because then I'm like, they'll keep on sending me stuff like that. So if it's something I'm interested in, I'll just Google it afterwards.
Fair.
That way it gives me, like, it gives you a good wide spread of things. Like, it goes between, like, 13 killed in a crash to this many died of a disease to Jay Smith is finally talking. You know, it's a good, like, wide margin for information that I take in every day.
This is news time.
It's weird that I'm the only one that comes with news, though.
Anchor, Cam, over to you. What's the story today?
You have to.
Like, usually what I read, like, the stuff that I read throughout the day, like, most of the news that I take in throughout the day is generally, like, video game news.
I just made a joke that he gets so much news on his phone.
Oh, but yeah.
And brings one news story every 6 weeks.
Yeah, because the news I get is virtually useless. Like, this is all news where I'm just like, I can't talk about this. It's not worthwhile.
Yeah, mine is just informing me about the small bubble of things that I stay informed about. Yeah. Either climbing, gaming, or, like, tiny living.
So my news headlines are just a way to give me a joke.
No, I know.
But this is 100%.
I wish I had more. I wish I had more to give.
I have news that might be fake.
I do that every week.
I should just read weekly world news headlines.
I can just read my Instagram
posts. Bat boy spotted in Hoboken, New Jersey.
You remember Hank the Tank?
Oh, yeah!
He was exonerated!
He was.
It wasn't him.
He fucking better.
It wasn't him?
No! It wasn't Hank the Tank. Don't you fuck with Hank. Don't you dare blame Hank. He's a good bear. He's a good bear.
So who was it?
They don't know.
It was actually...
I was gonna do the same thing, but I was like, I can't think of something.
The bear is still large.
Frank the Gank.
No, I was gonna say like Fred the, and then I didn't have anything.
Fred the bed.
Fred the bed. Yeah, he's the size of a bed. They call him actually the size of a bed.
Oh, that sounds like an English insult for like when you shit yourself in bed. Oh, did you?
Jack the knapsack.
Jack the knapsack. You don't want to know what he does in knapsacks.
Nope, you don't. He's still at large though.
Still at large.
Bob the Blob.
That would be. I see like a morbidly obese.
Yeah, bear. Oh yeah. Like a black
stay in the
bear.
Trash can.
He lives in a trash can.
Stay in the bear man.
Or he gets into trash cans.
That might be fake news, but I heard it through the grapevine that Hank the Tank was not it. He was not the one.
Buck the Truck.
Buck the Truck.
That's his name.
Buck the Truck.
Stay in the van.
I mean, vans are pretty big sometimes.
Yeah.
On that car theme.
Yeah, we're going with vehicular theme.
I mean, it was Kevin the Car.
Oh, Hank the Tank.
It was Frank.
It was Frank the Tank.
Peter the
Tank.
Prius.
Frank.
It was Frank. I thought it was Frank.
Yeah. I thought it was Hank the Tank.
Hank the Tank.
Here you go. Chalmers the B-52 Bomber.
Oh! Yikes.
That was fire, my guy.
Yeah, I really was racking my brain for that one. So
yeah, you searched for that one. I could hear that one. But you know what? Good results. Results. All right,
let's finish introducing our people before we take a break.
Yeah, we never. Yeah, you guys.
I told you what was going to happen, didn't I?
You can see I'm Big Dirty.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Big
tell
Dirty.
Tell your story.
That's it. I didn't even tell you who I was last week. You're lucky you get a name this time. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Look me up, and you'll know. All right.
SoundCloud.com.
If you would follow the link, you'd already know who I am.
Yeah. Link above.
Or SoundCloud.com.
If you listen, if it's your first time, just go back and
hello!
Listen to another, you know.
That's a singing voice.
Yeah, no. It is not.
And it's Jake. How are you guys doing? Good to see you guys again for another
week.
Let's
take a break.
And time to take a break.
Finish. Just finish.
I had nothing. Okay, let's take a break. Hi, let's take a break.
That's what she said.
Ball. Yeah. Not anyone. I've seen a lot of people that don't have legs.
Well,
they can't jump in general.
You've seen a lot of people that don't have legs?
I've seen a lot of people that don't have legs.
He is a...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
He goes to the VA.
I have friends that don't have legs, buddy.
That's your worst nightmare today.
Mine?
Your fear.
Oh. I mean, I feel like I've grown past it.
Could you grow past a clowns? Bus full of them? Because that's what I saw today.
Are we talking about dwarves?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you had to fight them?
I don't...
I saw 9 get out of a bus at once.
Interesting.
And they walked right by me.
Were they in, like, unison or sporadic?
Yeah, they, I mean, they walked in a single line to go to the gas station.
I just combined, like, the thought of 9 dwarves... Was that what we decided was that what?
That's the appropriate thing to say, yeah.
Or little people.
Little, yeah, person.
Little people.
Little person.
No, there's more. There's 9 of them. There's little people.
Little people.
Little they, people sound... But when you say little people like that, it sounds like... When
derogative.
I was talking about the little people. Like
we are. They're little people.
I mean, that was the entire joke of when we did that episode was little people.
Anywho. there, dude, I just thought... Okay, so I thought of 9... Dudes getting out of a van. 9 little dudes getting out of a van. People, they, thems, dudes. Dudes is cool. Is all encompassing. Dudes. But I also thought of a very strange memory that I have that doesn't deal with little people. But when I was in high school, me and my friend were rolling up to the subway in Ooliga. It was me and Matt Wilmot. Shout out M-Dub. I know you probably don't listen to this, but whatever.
You should.
Find him.
But
I'll tag him on Facebook.
So like, it was back like in the days of being obnoxious high schoolers. So we drove around with music obnoxiously loud, and when, every time we would park the car and get out somewhere, we would like let the song play out, just like get out of the car and dance. Well, we parked in the subway and did that, and got out, but there was a van that was parked. Like a passenger van, like a big passenger van, and it was parked there before we got there. And like as we like close the doors and get go in the car or go into subway, the doors to the van open up, and 6 big burly dudes. I don't know of their racial origin, but they were wearing lederhosen, like. German lederhosen, and they all like just filed out of the car and just like watched us for like a half second as we danced and then just closed the door. And it was just like, so telling that story in the first story, I thought of 9 little people
lederhosen,
fully lederhosen
down. That is the Oktoberfest we deserve.
Oh, yeah,
those people were probably thinking like, fucking American.
Probably. Or maybe they were going to Oktoberfest because it was in
but they were in Ooliga, Oklahoma.
Maybe they were cruising through. Like there's a large German population in like Wisconsin and Idaho and Arkansas.
I don't know that fact, so I'm going to agree with you.
That explains a lot.
It really does.
It really does. Hey man, does. If I don't know things and you spit some facts at me, that might be true. That might be true.
But no, I think it, because it had to have been in October, because it was like before a football game or some shit like that. And, you know, we always do, Tulsa's had a large Oktoberfest for a long time. And I think that might have been people going there, like traveling there. I don't
probably.
Know. But it was definitely 5 or 6 very burly men. In like lederhosen and like little fucking shoes and like high. I was just like,
I love beer and yeah. Dancing and lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
Yeah, what? It's fun. Yeah. Slap, yeah. Slappity slap.
I don't know. Anyhow, yeah. Sorry. Didn't mean to.
Slap at a bass.
Slap at a bass. Beep,
beep, they're slapping that accordion.
I can't make an accordion noise.
I don't even know. Yet.
I'm glad I'm.
It's hard.
I'm glad I'm the only one that didn't try.
I didn't even try. I just made the.
Yeah.
You looked like you were about to make a sound out of your mouth.
No, I was. That's the thing. That's why I was like. I was like. I don't even know how to make an accordion. Yeah, noise.
But in video, I'm the only one that didn't try.
You should have.
Yeah. Now you're the only one out.
Yeah.
You
know? Nerd. Yeah.
Nerd.
I'm the only one that's not a cuck.
You're the only
a
one
cuck,
who's married.
Cuck,
so yeah, you're the only one with a wife. You're
a
the only one that's cuckable.
A cock.
Yeah, you're the only one who's cuckable.
Cuck
in this
cuck?
Yeah.
A cuck.
He's been using cuck for some reason.
He's been saying it a lot lately.
He'll evolve into liberal cuck soon.
Nah, guys, I'm woke. Okay, like I'm trying.
No, he's done it. He's officially seen too much TikTok. He has to be put down.
Read the fucking news.
You have me shook. All right.
Yeah, we only keep you here for the news.
He's more of a Melodica guy. Yeah. He doesn't like.
I like Melania.
He doesn't like a court.
I love Malaysia Airlines too. All of the M's.
I don't. I don't love Malaysia Airlines.
Why not? What did they ever do to you?
They didn't do anything to me.
You can't prove they did anything wrong.
Can you read the news?
You don't know where that ship went.
We talked about a couple weeks ago, Netflix has done it.
Yeah, they did it.
What did they do?
They are now charging for password sharing. Hmm. They did it. They tested it, and they went ahead and...
When they said more money?
Yeah, money grab.
Yes. We do it.
I guess we'll see what happens as it goes. But
roll out the restricting.
I mean, that's the thing. They still already have so many accounts that are using Netflix. Like, the people who originally have that account aren't out anything now.
Yeah.
I mean, families, it's going to be kind of weird, but I think that there is going to probably be... Is there any, like, clarification on how it's going to work?
Okay, so it says we already knew this was coming. It was announced a couple of weeks ago.
When you already pay to share more accounts.
Negative perception. It's basically a whole new element to the pricing structure. People who are on your plan but live outside of your household need to be added as an extra member,
yeah.
Albeit at a lower price than your usual subscription cost, despite the backlash that came after the announcement was... This change is now live in... Oh, it's not even live in the U.S. now. Yet. It's just in Chile, Costa Rica, and...
God damn it.
I say, does it affect you if you pay for, like, the premium? Because I just pay for their basic, like, the $9.99.
How are you going to say that my family can't be my family unless they live with me?
That's my argument with it. It's like...
You pay for more accounts anyway.
Like, what if...
What does it matter what I do with my accounts,
Say I have an account, but my wife wants to watch, and I'm out of town working, and I want to watch it in my hotel room.
Yeah.
My wife wants to... I have to pay more?
Well,
I have
If you're paying for the premium, can't you still have a number of accounts on your thing? It just says you have to add them as a member, and they can still use it.
The way it sounds is like you... Even if you have a number of accounts on there, if it's outside of the household, like from a different IP, from a different location, you're going to have to... add them as an additional subscriber.
Basically, if the basic plan is going from $9 a month to $10 a month, standard is rising from $14 to $15.50, and premium is increasing from $18 to $20. Users should get an email about the price changes 30 days before they're hit with them, so you can cancel your subscription if you're not willing to pay the cost.
I think that's going to be a big thing, is the price going up. I think a lot of people are probably going to back out from that. But
I think there's a lot of people that are in the situation I was, where they're subscribed to so many things that they don't pay attention to when one increases, so they just kind of don't realize that they're paying $100 on all these little subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I definitely paid attention because...
Family, though.
That's why I pay attention more, is because the more you have, the more you're like, oh, I got to cancel that one in order to keep these going or whatever.
Well, I was like, I watched it. I hardly ever watch Netflix. Like, I've watched maybe like one show.
I don't
show
watch
on
enough,
it.
Nearly enough to.
Not to pay $20 a month.
Oh,
no.
Fuck. No.
I'm just there for the comedy specials.
Like, I'd maybe watch like one show on there, and that was like, oh, I'm just watching TV to go to sleep.
The one time I feel like watching a movie, I'll pay $2.50 to rent it for 24 hours. It's fine.
Yeah. I guess they have been coming out with like...
Or you can be me and rent it for $2.50 for 24 hours and then keep it for 5 days.
Yeah. I mean, they've been putting out decent like Netflix originals though, haven't they? I've heard Squid Game
was
really
something
good,
coming
like,
out
phenomenal.
On Netflix that I was like, fuck, I wish I still had Netflix. I can't remember what it was though.
What so Euphoria come out
that
on?
Important.
That's HBO.
HBO?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Euphoria just because I don't watch TV. But I've heard that's been very good. I haven't seen it, and the way it gets talked about, I mean, me being, you know, just like a young male, like, of course I have my opinions about it just because I have too much angst inside my body still. But, you know, I've heard that it's very phenomenal. It's like eye-opening for people that don't like have to live with these kind of things in a normal day-to-day fashion.
Reminds me of Degrassi. Just another teen soap opera. That's what it is.
I never watched that either.
I mean, not to hate on it, but it's just like, it's like,
I think there's been a lot of fucking in that show for some reason.
It's just like
a lot of teenage fucking going on in that show.
That's the
appeal. A lot of people enjoying watching teenage show. And being upset that certain other teenagers aren't fucking. And anticipating other teenagers fucking.
I mean, that's...
And I think it's a problem.
That's a weird concept when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but they're not physically teenagers, but you are thinking them in the mindset of these are adults. You're
watching them as teenagers.
Yeah, you're not thinking in the
mind. It's my argument for anime. Okay. I do not like anime titties... when the character is supposed to be a high school, like a 14, 15, 16 year old high school, like anything that's illegal, I don't like, I won't watch anime.
Which
like
is half of anime. Yeah.
Like there's tons of people who sexualize like Sailor Moon. And I'm like, dude, she's 14. Like, nah.
And it's then, actually the opposite. Yeah. The content of the show is like the opposite.
Yeah, there's people who sexualize.
Literally the
really
opposite.
Yeah, it really is. There's nothing to sexualize about Sailor Moon at all. It's
the makeup was like power and it would give you magic. And,
yeah, the author wrote Sailor Moon about girls. She's like, I wrote about these girls because they are girls I want to hang out with. Like, they're,
and immediately a dude said, I want to fuck that.
Yeah, but there's also dudes who said I want to fuck Pokemon, so
yeah, that's true.
Everybody's got to ruin everything. Everybody's just got to ruin
But no, that's like,
I mean, to be fair, when I was a kid, totally.
You wanted to be a brony?
No.
You wanted to fuck Pokemon?
Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And like when you're a teenager watching Sailor Moon? Uncle, I mean, I could understand.
I mean, Misty. Come on. Like, come on.
Okay, you're an adult now. You can't say that.
I can't say that now, but okay.
That's a problem.
When I watched Pokemon,
Jake is
as a kid.
You're problematic.
He is Brock. You are Brock.
No. He's even got the squinty eyes.
He really does.
That is. I'm not going to say race.
He just needs a better tan.
Yeah, he just needs a tan.
I need a tan, honestly.
And Brock. Spiky hair.
Get outside.
He can be Brock.
I mean, it can be pretty easily.
It wouldn't take too much effort.
Please read the fucking news.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why you guys are attacking me. We were having a conversation about the previous thing.
We're heated today. Get it going.
Already slapped the shit out of somebody. Slapped the fuck out of somebody.
This is the best day on
keep
podcast
the news
history.
Out of your fucking mouth.
Keep my motherfucking news out of your motherfucking mouth.
Authorities searching for multiple people who fled from semi. Over 40 unaccounted for.
Fled from semi?
Semi?
Yeah.
They must be fucking fast.
This happened in Purcell, Oklahoma.
Oh my god, yeah. Local.
That's human trafficking for one.
Multiple agencies are searching for nearly 50 people after officials say they broke out from the back of a semi in Wayne near Purcell.
I knew that shit was going on here.
No, it's happening through here. Like,
is that human trafficking or is that... I was about to say immigration, but we're not in Texas anymore.
That's still human trafficking.
That is technically human trafficking.
People across the border, you are trafficking humans.
Yes, you're right.
It's not just about sex.
Three people are being detained by the McLean County Sheriff's Office for questioning. However, more than 40 people are still unaccounted for after running from the truck in different directions. Law enforcement tells News 9 they believe it could be linked to the transportation of illegal immigrants.
Human trafficking.
That is technically still human trafficking.
Just call it human because that breeds the whole...
immigration issue where it's like...
Illegal immigrant. Oh, you're illegal. Yeah, it brings a whole...
dehumanizing.
Yeah, you're dehumanizing people.
People are having to be hid and trafficked across the country to live.
Yeah.
Like they're being trafficked.
The sheriff's office say that this all happened around 9:30 p.m. Monday when someone called police saying they saw dozens of people running from a semi-truck with blacked-out lights. That's where they fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have blacked out the lights, no one would have suspected
it. No.
Just turn the truck they would have suspected the people running from it, I think.
Well, I mean...
I think
they saw the lights maybe afterwards.
Well, I think probably the lights was the thing... I mean, you see a light... If their lights are blacked out, that's still going to be like...
Because it's a semi. Like,
yeah, you don't black out any lights.
Well, especially on a semi, that's pretty noticeable.
I think if you would have had like your like left your truck fucking normal and just some people just opened up and just hopped out.
It's so weird how people like try to like when they try to be nonchalant, they go for the most chalant things.
It's just, like,
it's just like you just don't have to do anything. And they're just like, I have to do everything.
You have to be super, you just have to be super slow about it. Like two at a time, hop out and then go off and then keep watch and then be two more.
Maybe they had the idea of just like if we all go, they can only catch a couple of us.
I mean, that is
they weren't wrong.
Probably. Yeah, because more than 40 are still out.
If I was in that situation, I wouldn't be thinking about anybody looking at me. Yeah. I just run.
Yeah,
I yeah. That's a 4 out of 5 success rate.
That's when you're at a party and you hear the cops are here, run. You kind of just don't run. Think about shit.
That actually happened to me once.
Yeah, it's happened to me a couple times.
Because you don't want to be the guy that doesn't run.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that gets caught by the cops.
What's funny is, like, no one said the cops were here. Uh-huh. I just saw the flashlights.
Uh-huh.
So I just ran stupidly inside the house and hid inside of a closet.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody walked upstairs and was like, hey, they said if they come up here and they find anybody after this point, you're going straight to jail. And I was like, I guess I'm going outside. Because I'm not going to jail.
Well, they're just bluffing. They probably didn't even go upstairs.
I wasn't risking it, man.
That's fair.
Whoever was downstairs totally snitched on you, by the way.
I was
totally
yeah. drunk, but I went with my best friend, Daniel,
uh-huh.
and I got lucky that he got drunk and then, or no, he was actually high out of his mind, but was able to follow the pen perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to drive us out of there. Because he told me to follow the pen, and I fell backwards.
Oh, I'll say, when you're stoned, it's a lot easier to follow the pen. There's a whole movement.
He said, follow the pen. He goes, did you come here with someone? I was like, yeah, him. And he had him follow. He's like, just get your drunk friend out of here.
Just get your drunk friend out of here.
I was like, thank God you were able to follow that pen. We came there with another guy. I have no idea what happened to him.
Who was it?
To this day.
It was his friend, Isaac.
Oh yeah, fucking Isaac.
We called him like after we left. Uh-huh. And we're like, dude, where were you? He's like, I watched the whole thing, man. I was out in the trees.
That's a smart guy.
Hey, no. God damn.
He's like, I jumped the fence and ran to the trees.
Yeah, he wins.
He's like, I watched you guys go through that test. I was like, you fucking asshole.
That's a good friend though. He stayed and watched that's not to how make Isaac sure.
Sounded.
I know, but I can't put it into Isaac.
Totally. How did Isaac sound? I want to hear this guy. One of best Isaac impression.
Isaac had a lisp.
Yeah, he did.
It was a very, very prevalent lisp. When we got drunk, it was even more of a lisp. I'm not gonna attempt it, but okay. I just remember him saying, like, it was like not only a lisp, it was like a lisp and almost like a hair lip. So it was like
speech impediment
and a slight bit of a stutter.
Yeah, he was just. He was just a
wreck vocally.
He was a trip. This kid was. I think
every high school has a few of those. But he was a
really good drummer.
That's true.
He was pretty good. But he also was. He was a mess. He was a mess.
He doesn't have to worry about learning to speak, so he can just focus
there
on drumming.
There would be times because I mean he was at the house a lot, like in the era of the party, and he would send me Facebook Messenger. He's like, "Yo, can I come like crash on your couch?" And I'm like, "He's like, Cameron and Dale aren't there. Can I come crash on your couch?" I'm just like. Go for it, bro. Like, one of you guys would have been Dale would have been showing up later, usually. Because Dale was, it was just, everyone was always there. That was a weird time.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't as bad as having Nathan at the house, though.
No, that's what I'm thinking about. Oh, holy shit. I'm so sorry. That was Nathan. Nathan is the person who I thought was Isaac. Scratch all of that. Nathan is that one. Oh, my God. Yeah, Nathan. Nathan Ward.
You remember when I messed with him really bad when he got high?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm also really high.
Just insulted Isaac.
I just insulted Isaac.
Like, whoever Isaac
I don't
is
have a fucking list. What the fuck?
I don't have a fucking hair
list. Why are you lying asshole? About me? What
the
fuck?
He's like, hey, shut up, man.
No, stop. I don't have a list. Oh, hell. Nathan Ward.
No, one time he got really high at the house, and I put on a devil mask.
That's the fucking
And walked up to him and was like, talking like this to him. And I walked up and he was like, he was holding a chair to try to back me up.
He was freaking out.
I duct taped him to the chair.
Yeah. We used to fuck with that kid. But he was a mess. That's who I'm thinking about. God damn it.
And then I got yelled at for doing that to him.
Really?
By who?
Kat. She was dating him at the time, but she yelled at me. Quit being so mean.
Love makes you do crazy things.
She just slapped the shit out of me.
That was the best night in that weed house, history. Man.
The house was nuts.
The house was a fucking mess. God damn, we were.
That house always felt sticky.
probably was always sticky.
There's just we spilled so much beer and
Four Loko and beer.
Jerking off on the couch naked.
Not on the leather couch. That sucks to jerk off on.
Yeah, you ass sticks to it.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, it's like Velcro.
Especially if all of your little boys get stuck on there, like they dry, and then you gotta.
I'm not a fucking animal.
You just shoot it up like a waterfowl and see if
just
it lands.
See if
somewhere.
It sticks on the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
Just go about my
someone's
day.
Someone's in there, just like a drop hits
oh,
their nose.
God, oh, ew.
They taste like, what is this? Salty.
Why would your first reaction to be lit?
Yeah, why
when it came off the roof?
Something that dropped off the ceiling that was like clear, a cloudy substance.
Misty.
Why would your first instinct be like, let me taste it?
I'm primitive, man.
Like, my first instinct would just be like, wipe it off my hand.
I'm like every 1980s detective where I just dip my hands in it, lick it real quick, and be like, yep, that's pure heroin.
You're problematic.
Yep. Pure heroin.
Wait. Oh, okay. So, last news story.
Last news story.
And it's going to be a downer, guys.
Cool.
That's what I'm here for.
Felt like a dream. Witness recounts moment teen falls to death from Florida amusement park ride.
Wait, she recalls the moment she fell to death?
She recalls the moment she saw it happen.
I think I watched this on YouTube, and the news like refused to air the actual footage.
Yeah. So these kids were doing that ride where it goes up and then just drops you. Well, the guy running the ride didn't make sure everything was clicked in, and the kid that I can't remember how old he. I think he was like 17. Oh, 14.
I was gonna say 14. Yeah.
He was kind of a bigger kid. They didn't make sure it was all latched in. And there was cell phone footage of them being like, hey, are you going to check everything?
He didn't go skyrocket, did he? He didn't go Team Rocket to the moon?
No, he came out when it dropped.
Oh, so he kind of like stayed up and kind of just...
Yeah, so he fell...
Yeah.
What's the height of it? I can't remember. I think it was like 400 and something feet.
Yeah, he Tom Petty'd that shit.
Yeah.
That was a free fall.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, it's crazy. Like,
I swear I saw a story that said that it locked in, like his stuff did lock in, like, and then it malfunctioned. I got the title of like the dream thing. I got that in one of my notifications. Then it said nobody like, seed locked fully in.
The person who witnessed it said nobody walked around to see if everybody was in securely.
Okay.
Where's this?
Not to insult the kid, but what was the weight? We got no.
It doesn't say how much he weighed. I mean, he was.
It wasn't like he wasn't. It wasn't like absurd. Like we don't know if you need two seats.
Well, and here's the thing: is that ride you're supposed to be 16 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how old was he?
14.
Oh,
there's a lot of
things.
But according to the safety inspection, it passed back in December. But it only passes if. Everything's locked.
Yeah,
it only
passes if they do what they're supposed to be doing.
The company that I work for pass a lot of bodies I see, and I mean they have like today we had tried to put a shelf in one of the truck bodies, and we had to take a hydraulic pump, extend the compartment wide enough so that the shelf could fit because they welded the compartment too small. We broke the compartment, and the compartment was still too small.
But here's the thing: is
and
like,
that passed inspections, so I don't trust inspections.
It probably would have been safe had the guy walked around and made sure everyone was clicked.
Yeah, did you say the dude was like 17 that was checking, like walking around it?
No. I thought the kid was 17, but he was 14. But there's I actually watched the cell phone footage of someone saying, hey, are you going to check this? And the guy was like, oh, everyone's fine. Like, he never.
It's weird that she's. That's so weird. Like, when you get these moments recorded, you're just like. I'm not saying this is a conspiracy at all. It's 100% coincidence, but I'm just like, it's just weird how like in that situation, like that was about to happen, and then someone just happened to take their phone out at that time before it all happened.
Well, they were
to show.
Oh, no, I mean, she was recording like the whole getting on the ride and everything.
Oh, okay.
They just
isolated
that clip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of her,
okay.
Like saying, like, hey, are you going to check it, make sure everyone's
okay?
Like,
everybody records everything now.
That's also just fair.
They're having fun.
But the guy was just like, oh no, everyone's fine. Like, didn't walk around and check anything.
Yeah, that's just a whole list
it's
of
negligence,
issues.
For one.
Also, are they checking IDs when they're going and they're laying these people on? They're probably just checking,
well,
like,
no, it's like, a,
like, you look like you're 16.
Yeah. Of course.
So there's like, you, like, it's not even about age, it's about, like, size. So the dude is probably, like, big enough where it's like, yeah,
no,
you're
fine.
No,
I mean, from what I saw, like he was a bigger kid. Like he probably looked 16.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's all about size.
Not but even age. I mean, the age really has nothing to do with it. It's the fact that the guy didn't check.
Yeah, no checking.
Like didn't make sure everyone was securely locked in. Like, and
man, you had one.
But
job.
Also, can you imagine though? Like you're at an amusement park. You're at an amusement park with your family. Your kid's like, oh, I want to go ride this ride, and you're like, oh yeah, go have fun. And then your kid's dead.
Because of
negligence.
Or even just being there at the park while that happened.
Yeah, seeing that. God damn.
I am going to say, though, in all of my years of going to amusement parks, I've never gone on a ride and not checked that seat like two or three fucking times. So I'm like, I don't want anything to fucking happen.
No, but they said, they were telling him that things were not like something was wrong. And like the guy was just like, oh, you're fine.
When you're 14 years old and somebody tells you it's okay, you're like,
that is true. Okay.
I guess it's cool. I guess that's how it's supposed to go.
Now, like at my age where I'm sitting there, I'd be like, no, you give me the fuck off of this thing.
Obviously, as an adult.
You sit in this seat, I press the button, we see how well you do, then I go on.
As an adult, you would probably hurt yourself trying to get the harness as tight as possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd probably, like when you actually like bounce up and you have that resistance, you'd probably break some shit.
Right.
It's just.
That is a terror. Like that. Yeah, that is just fucking.
Poor family.
Yeah, no kidding.
And yeah, between that and all the airplanes, I'm just like, all the things that I don't think about that are hazardous that I just do, I'm just like, fuck you for making me have to think about these things now. Like, you shouldn't have to think about the hazard of anything. Remember when I was talking about the downfall of Boeing before and the airplanes that went down because they were too greedy to fix this thing about the plane? Like, the whole thing about, like, literally just
he's corporate... He's losing his trust in the system.
I mean, I didn't really have trust in the system. But it's
still,
just like
statistically, you're more likely to get in a car wreck.
Yeah, I mean, those 500 people would have said that in those 6 months.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, so would the 500 people that have been in car wrecks.
How many of those people in that plane were in a car wreck in the past 6 months?
Zero. They were just in a plane crash.
No, I mean, they could have been in a car wreck in the 6 months leading up to it.
That is true. But also, I mean, because this was like their situation wasn't coincidence. Like it didn't happen just out of a blue moon. It happened directly because of corporate greed. Like directly because
because of negligence.
That is that's what I'm saying. I'm equating them saying like it's making me like these things that you go to an amusement park, you don't want to have to think about that. When you go on a plane, you don't want to have to think about you don't want to have to think about those things. And now with these things happening, like it's like especially for someone like me who's like just born with anxiety at all times, I'm just like I have to think about these things all the time.
Negligence is a huge issue.
Yeah, and
across the board.
And you just see like how common negligence is, where it's just like you look at all these places, like it's not the fact that there is a negligence, it's just the fact that you can't see it. A lot, like the majority of the time, you just can't see it.
But you're also not seeing how many times has someone ridden that same fucking ride and that not happened?
Right.
I mean, at the same time, like this is a one in like 15 million chance, if that, probably less.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's
always going to be
just
a risk.
It's the hat. I mean, once bad happens, it's news. News
it's highlighted.
Yeah, the good, quote unquote.
See,
normal.
Unfortunately, for between us having a job and him having a job, is his job killed someone?
Yeah, exactly.
How many times have you cut corners in your job to get your job done faster?
That's what I'm saying. Like it's all the time.
We've all done it. Everyone's done it.
Yeah.
But
whether you think it's actually better or worse,
doing it.
Yeah.
But we could. Not that we know of.
What if it's some like strange butterfly effect?
Yeah.
What if something you have done has indirectly led to the death of someone else?
I think about that all the time where I have shit where like I'm in a bad mood and then all of a sudden everyone in my vicinity the entire day is in
a
bad
think
mood.
Like that. Like, it takes you down a rabbit hole you don't want
to
be in.
It does. It takes you down a horrible rabbit hole, especially if you don't sleep. It takes you down a really dangerous rabbit hole.
I'm not going to put myself position.
Yeah, I think for 2 days I actually thought I was psychic and I was actually affecting people. I think I just wasn't sleeping enough. Well, I know I wasn't sleeping enough.
You're probably
just
being
psychic.
A shithead, and people were tired of dealing with you.
That's highly likely.
That's
probably
more
someone,
likely.
Probably someone
than,
said, "Hey, Jay," I said, "What?"
That's probably more likely than the.
Well, no. When I'm upset at work, I just don't talk. Like I just go off and do my own thing.
But that's the thing is people read
it's an
body
energy.
People read body language a lot
more
than they think they do.
Yeah, if you're typically like a happy-go-lucky guy, and then one day you're not talking to anyone, they're gonna be like, "Oh."
It's just weird how
he's in a bad mood. And then they don't want to talk. Therefore, maybe talking to you brightened their day. Well, now they can't do, now they're in a bad mood.
See, then that's where like that's my anxiety ridden brain is just like, what if I'm in a bad mood? I just don't want to talk. But then if I don't talk, like what if they have a bad day? That's the kind of brain of someone who's worried about everything in their life. And I don't want to be that person, but I am.
I'm not that person.
I worry about everything.
If your bad
mood
is affected by my bad mood, sucks to be you.
I worry about my breathing patterns
very well.
Yeah. Like if my mood affects the way your day goes, that's not my fault.
Unless it's like lashing out.
Yeah, if I was being an asshole and made their day bad, yeah. But if I'm just
my
like
wife Jane, G.I. Jane, then I'd be
if
like
I'm
upset.
Putting out the vibe that I'm in a bad mood and it ruins your day.
Yeah.
Like that's your too bad,
yeah,
buddy.
That's a really weak vibe that you have.
That's not my fault.
Yeah.
That's now your issue.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I just whitewashed your vibe. Like,
sorry, my
vibe.
Body. Yeah. Sorry, my mood affects your day. You should not be relying on me to keep your day good.
But what happens when someone else's mood affects your day?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
And I have
fuck that person.
Yeah,
maybe
I
for
have
about
thick 20 earphones.
Seconds, but then it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like I'll be like, fuck that guy.
And it turns into an afterthought.
And I'll be mad for a little bit. Then I'm like, fuck it, whatever. There's no point in being mad about that. It's
they're
stupid.
Just having a time.
Yeah. If I'm
I am that happy go lucky guy. Like it takes a lot to put me in a permanent bad mood for the day.
And I'm very much a morning person. Like I come into work and I'm normally
ew,
like getting,
gross.
I know people hate me.
Ugh.
I've had
that's
people
that HR department.
I've had people
right
physically
there.
Tell me. I've had people say I'm going to HR because you're too goddamn happy. And I've heard people say,
no,
"Shut the fuck up, you're
no,
too
saying
happy right now."
Because you come into work. Ugh.
Yeah, gross. I come in and out of work.
Yuck. That's HR.
I'm not gonna say that. I hate my HR person. Everyone hates my HR person.
They're supposed to.
You're going to catch a case.
You don't have to, though.
I don't even know my HR person.
That's a gift. That's a gift.
I feel like we have an HR liaison.
in a roundabout way, but not necessarily an
HR person.
I should be an HR liaison.
She doesn't. I mean, no.
Last time I've only spoken to my HR person through email.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, they were like, oh, you have COVID? Okay, well, you need to stay out for a couple days. And then I emailed her 2 days before I was supposed to come back. Hey, my kids just tested positive. Okay, we'll see you Thursday. I'm like, what?
Huh? It's weird. Yeah, we have an HR person, but they don't really have the power to do the shit that they're supposed to do, which is weird. I don't understand how it works.
HR departments are weird.
Our HR person also runs our payroll, and she does, like, it's one person that does it by herself on a computer on Excel.
Yeah, our HR person is more like the store manager. Everyone just cuts to the chase and goes straight to the top. They're just like, nah, I ain't fucking around.
I think you need an informal middleman HR person. Then you need the actual HR person, the middleman, to be like, like looking at people like, are any of you acting like a bitch right now? Like anyone like,
I mean,
just
would,
in a bad feel? And
it
then,
would it would help if she was like Toby from The Office, like just strictly about business and like
you need I think for someone,
the opposite it's like
for someone in my work environment we need a field HR person, someone who's actively in the field. What
I said, nobody here knows what he's talking about. We don't
me
about The Office. We don't watch The Office.
I don't watch The Office.
Toby,
nobody watches The Office.
No, that's okay.
Don't watch The Office.
Not here in the audience.
We've probably scared them all away with how much we talk about how much we hate The Office.
No, the audience.
I do verbally hate The Office.
The audience of the podcast are sophisticated individuals.
That's why they don't watch.
Or able to distinguish certain opinions.
So. Yeah. They're still with us. No, I don't think so.
If they're sophisticated, they'll watch the English version of The Office.
To watch the English version of Absurdity Podcast.
Actually, no. I know. I'm well aware that one of our watchers, listeners, followers is an Office fan.
And what did they get?
It's super
GPA wise.
I mean, I get it. It's fine.
I need to know their IQ points.
And it's not cool to hate something that's popular just for the sake of hating something that's popular.
But
it's kind of
funny, though.
Like.
No, yeah, no, I'm down that you don't dig it.
There are episodes that are like Hall of Fame episodes.
So sorry.
Why?
Funny so
why are you
it's
doing
so fun.
This?
I want to do it watching him doing it. It looks so fun.
I'm just like over here cringing so hard.
Because he can
just
hear everything.
Hey, you got a 4-channel mixer? Just
yeah, you can mute him if you want to.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I those episodes of The Office I absolutely love, but then I also see a lot of The Office as kind of like just like almost cringy, just like it's just weird. It's a weird humor that I kind of it makes me uncomfortable almost, where I'm just like, I don't like it so much. But then some of their gimmicks they do for some of their episodes are like Hall of Famers. So I don't hate The Office, but it's very funny to shit on The Office in front of people who like die hard love The Office, because they like start flailing their arms at you. It's so funny
because like I can do that, and then people will come back at me because they know I like Friends, and they'll like shit on Friends, and I'm like, okay, like
see, I'll play both sides.
Like, I don't care enough.
No, I don't.
It doesn't bother me if you shit on a show that I enjoy. Like, I enjoy it. I don't expect you to. Like, if you do, cool.
I got joy out of it. You didn't get shit, bitch.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person...
It made you upset. It made me happy. Fuck your life.
Eat it. I enjoy mine. Sucker.
I'm the kind of person where, like...
man who loved the show King of Queens.
I did love the show. I did. Yeah.
If you and me enjoy the same show, that I would shit on that show just to see what your reaction would be to me shitting on that show just for fun.
I don't have a reaction.
The only reason I watch King of Queens...
Not like physically you, but Patton like Oswald. Somebody else.
Yeah.
I like Jerry Stiller a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was my favorite character.
Yeah, it was something to pass the time more or anything. If I watched it,
I really like Scrubs too.
We talked about that.
We already talked Scrubs. About that. Yeah.
Watch House.
We can physically never talk about that ever again. We talked about it once.
Did you watch House?
I've watched.
Oh, that's
House.
That is very.
I wasn't like an avid watcher, but I've watched it. Yeah. And it's a good show.
It is a roll of quarters in my pocket.
Hugh Lowry.
But I mean, it's not like I'm.
The whatever. Fucking Brit.
Like, it cracks me up that people shit on what other infection. People like on TV. Mm-hmm. It's like, who cares?
Hey, same thing with music.
It's what they're enjoying. Yeah. The only time I shit on anything with music is when it's country music. I'll shit on country music.
I like country music.
I don't.
I like country music.
Like, if my wife's... I'm like, turn that shit off.
Let's all take a moment to shit on country music.
I don't want
Can we?
No. I really only like to shit on, like, pop country, I guess.
Yes, that's the kind of country I'm talking about.
I like pop country.
I mean, bluegrass has influenced...
The only country I ever really blues, somewhat enjoyed was John Denver.
Rock man. No, I like...
The man that was afraid of airplanes that died on an airplane.
I like Garth. Place. I like Alan Jackson. Where I like Randy Travis. I like Travis Tritt. I like West Brooks Virginia. And I like...
Mount Mama.
I just like... I mean...
I like country music. I like real country music.
Country
road. I like how almost all of it sounds like. For me, it's just like when people like. I understand when you're specifying like this genre, where it's just like I understand like that like, if you like the original and you don't like the original being changed and you have like an idea about that, but for me it's like it's all sounds.
What's funny is like, I love the music, of country, like the guitar and all that stuff. It's the vocals that get me. It's like, we get it. It's country music. You don't have to sound like a hillbilly.
People sound like that. That is how people sound. That's like you going to China and be like, we get it. You're Chinese. You don't have to sound 90% Chinese.
90% of them, before they ever sang country music, talked normal. They didn't talk like this every time they went somewhere.
Well, they're also
somebody.
They're fucking corporate plugs anyways. They're just fucking people that got brought up. Yeah.
It's like they put it on the accent way too thick.
I mean, it's the
and
same,
it becomes annoying.
It's just like how the Country Music Awards is just like the Oscars. It's all just fucking paid plugs that just go in there. They're all fucking brought up by advertisements and fucking people hiving their backs, which kind of just sounds nice, actually.
It's almost like the entertainment industry in general.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's every industry.
The only country I'll ever listen to is Johnny Cash and Conway Twitty.
Which is so weird. And that's it. If we're wanting this to be successful, we'll be in the entertainment industry.
No, we don't have to. I mean... We can say that we're in the genre. We don't have to be
sucking dick to get to where I need to get.
No, I'm not either.
Okay,
I would say
just saying it now.
It's weird for entertainment nowadays. Like,
I'm not even gonna justify it by saying it.
There is an entertainment industry.
I'll never do it.
Oh,
like
thought it was gonna go the other way.
It's implied. Yeah,
it's implied that I absolutely would do it.
I have standards.
I have standards, but I also have bills. Like, I also have a difference.
Okay, so three of us will not. One absolutely will.
One will. Listen, one's honest, and there's three liars.
I just said I wouldn't do it to further our career.
That's true. I'll do it to, like, if I need money. If I want money, I will suck a dick.
He'll do it for funsies.
Yeah, if I just want to suck a dick, I'll
for
suck
pleasure,
a dick.
I mean, that's a different story.
Listen, listen, my time's worth something. Come on.
Business is business.
Listen. Pleasure is pleasure. I've eaten a lot of yogurt directly out of the container. I think my time's worth
I'm not even going to try to correlate what that had to do with anything.
I'm not either.
That tongue game is strong.
For the pee hole? For the urethra? I'm done.
I'm done. Thanks signing for tuning off. In.
Signing off.
You know do what you got to do for money.
Like, I'm not going to go
drop
through that.
Drop us a line.
Yeah.
Give us a like. Give us a share.
And go check out our other podcast. Chaotic Stupid, a quote-unquote D&D podcast.
Quote-unquote D&D podcast.
Quote-unquote D&D podcast.
And, of course...
quote-unquote D&D podcast.
And, of course, go to our Patreon.
Please.
Help support us.
It will grow. We will be putting more things on there in the future.
It's down there, right?
It's, yeah, I think it's down.
We understand the Patreon is not there. Much right now. But we are working on adding as much as we can to the Patreon.
Hey,
we're trying
you're
to
getting,
figure out more content.
You're getting about 30 to 40 minutes every 2 weeks right now. And if you
it's just a dollar. Like, we're
not
asking for
five. If you subscribe now, you have at least 4 hours worth of content.
At least.
Yeah, and it's just a dollar a month. Like, a lot of these other Patreons, especially for podcasts, are doing $5, $10 a month. We're asking for $1.
It will
we
be
know,
there soon, don't worry.
Cause because we know we don't have much to offer right now, but we will be building it up. You just got to stick with us. You're part
Bullshit.
Of the family, too.
We got plenty to offer.
We're building an empire here.
We don't have $5 a month to offer.
We're
we have a dollar a month.
We're
going
to be the platform everyone wants to come to.
We're the underdog.
We're
going to
be our own platform.
We are going to be our own platform. I'm going to learn programming.
Platform's not the one I want to use.
Network.
No. You do not back down. You stick with platform. We're going to build a platform. YouTube 2.0.
I'm going to call it MeToo.
Absurdcast.
Absurdcast.
Bye. Peace and love. Bye.
Toodaloo.
Toodles.